Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as we launch here into hour number two of the Saturday edition, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free on the website. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours free, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, did we put John on hold? John in Texas, are you still there? What's up, John? He's gone. All right, let's move on. You can bring up anything, and we'll talk to Chris in Mississippi. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
what's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Just want to talk about the guy who was kind of upset about the Mexicans speaking Spanish in America. I mean,
yeah, and flying a Mexican flag or Italian flag or whatever.
Yeah, I don't quite get those people. They get angry because people speak different languages than them, but he claimed to be a constitutionalist. Wouldn't that be covered under freedom of speech, to be able to speak Spanish if we want, or...
It would be. Yeah, absolutely. It's just that these folks are nationalists to the core. They've been taught that, you know, my country is the best country for whatever reason, and that all other countries are inferior. So how dare you fly your country's flag as high as or higher than, my country's. And, of course, the whole idea of countries is really kind of silly in the first place. They're just lines that have been drawn on a map somewhere. Just because you're pushed out of your mother's womb on one plot of land versus another doesn't make you any different. To me, I think what separates people is what they choose to do with their lives and the decisions that they make and how they live. I think that's what people should be judged upon, not based on where they happen to be birthed.
Yeah, I agree. But the thing is, like, they speak English, but they don't realize that English has elements of, like, almost every language in the world, a part of it. Like, English words come from, like, French and German and Spanish. They
sure
say it every day, but just don't realize it.
Well, I think there is a legitimate gripe wrapped up in all that ethnocentrism. And that legitimate gripe is that I, as a taxpayer, should not have to pay to print, you know, whatever legal documents that the government has out there.
You shouldn't have to pay taxes.
I agree with that. But I, as a taxpayer, since we have that, since we are paying taxes, my tax dollars should not go to printing all these other documents and all these other languages.
Should Hispanics, people that speak Spanish, should their tax dollars go to print those things?
As far as I'm concerned, the federal government should be so minuscule. Actually, it shouldn't exist. I'd get rid of it entirely. But, under a constitutional government, the government should be so minuscule that it really wouldn't matter what they needed to print, because it wouldn't interdict with the average person on a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't think the government can print things anyway,
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. Let's talk to Bob, listening to WFTL in Florida. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I enjoy your program very much.
Thanks, Bob.
One of the things that I think people misunderstand is the fact that we don't have a constitutional form of government. In other words, our founding fathers in the Federalist Papers stated very plainly that this government must have enough power to control but not enough power to oppress. Yet at every turning point in this government, the whole thing becomes oppressive. It doesn't matter what it is, the whole thing gets, you know, all knotted together, and the laws, all of a sudden, they become oppressive. I mean, right now you've got the largest number of prisoners of any country in the world in our jails today.
And it's awful.
And it's getting worse and worse. There's a law for everything, and there's one common thread in this. You know, James Madison, when he wrote the Federalist Papers, he stated very plainly, we must not have same-hands control. Today, you have lawyer legislators making the laws, mm-hmm. Then you've got lawyer judges adjudicating the laws, and then you've got lawyer prosecutors enforcing the laws. You remember Lord Acton said, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yes.
It's a sad thing to realize. We're supposed to have representative form of government, yet the lawyers in this country represent a small, minuscule part of the population.
Well, now let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. The whole representative form of government thing is a fantasy. It could never be true because it's just not possible. I mean, yes, you're right. Certainly the lawyers are overrepresented in government. But even if you were to elect a bunch of plumbers, then, you know, they're still not going to represent anybody but themselves.
Well,
everybody represents themselves, and that's it.
Well, the thing is, you're looking at something that says this is supposed to happen, but we can't have when they mention same hands control, everything's out of whack because we don't have that representative form of government.
you know, I think your original point about there being some sort of subtle difference between control and oppression. For me, control without consent is oppression. So for me, there is no dividing line between those two concepts. If you have the ability to control the lives of your neighbors, you have inherently the ability to oppress them. If you exert any control without their consent, that is oppression, in my opinion, by definition.
But the thing, the state constitution in the state of Florida says very plainly, you cannot be a member of two parts of government at the same time. It's Article 2, Section 3. It says you cannot be a member of two parts of government at the same time. The lawyers, by an unsigned ballot, integrated with the Supreme Court in 1949, they are part of the judicial branch of government. Therefore, they cannot be a member of the legislative or executive branch of government. Yet they're all breaking the law, and it's all done by secret and unsigned ballots. And the people are wondering what's happening here. I mean, like I say, more and more people. You got more policemen in the streets of all your cities all over the country, and yet we have the most crime. It just goes on and on and on. And even, like, we have a drug problem in America, a serious drug problem. You talk to a police officer in the street, and you ask him, when did you pick up the drug dealers? And the first thing he says, what's the sense of picking up the drug dealers when 2 hours later the drug lawyer's got him back in the street again? The drug lawyer's in office of the court, and he's part of the federal government.
It doesn't matter if you lock somebody away. And by the way, it's not true that you just pick up a drug dealer and then some lawyer gets him out necessarily.
It is.
I've been in jail. Mark has been in prison. And there are people in there sitting there right now rotting away who were selling and or using drugs, and they weren't harming anybody else. And,
Totally agree. But I'm just saying, we have a major, major drug problem in Dade County in Miami, Florida here. And
have a prohibition problem is what you have. I mean, drugs are going to exist whether or not there is prohibition. But when there's prohibition, that's when the problems come around, like corrupt cops, violence in the streets, all that stuff. I thank you for the call. Good points tonight, Bob. 800-259-9231. Drugs are not a problem. It's prohibition and violence that are problems.
I think it's also an interesting portion of his argument about lawyers not getting into the legislative branches. There's a portion of the Constitution that says there should be no titles of nobility. And the idea there is that there won't be one class of rulers and a class of serfs, and I think to some extent lawyers are the rulers. I mean, they're the ones,
the
only ones that can write that. You read that crap that they call laws.
They write it, they read it, they enforce
it. You know, the party of the first part, the party of the second part. If you've ever tried to read laws, they're almost indecipherable.
It's incomprehensible. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Paul in Florida, listening to WFLA. Hello, Paul.
Yes, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
A couple callers ago, there was a statement about the standing army.
Yes, sir.
And I'm actually a firm believer that we should maintain a standing army, and the Constitution does, under Article 1 of the Constitution, it refers to Congress having the power to create an army.
In what way would you, instead of getting into arguments about what the Constitution says and doesn't say, because we'll say that it says that the army is supposed to be abolished every 2 years or after 2 years, but whatever. How about this question for you? If you believe that there should be a standing army, what do you think should be done to me for not funding it?
Well, I think we have to understand, or we have to move away from that and move towards what the army does do, because...
Move away from what?
Sure the army does great things. I know the army passes out candy to the Iraqi kids, and they love them, and they give flowers to women, and they don't shoot anybody, and they don't drop any bombs on anybody. I understand the army's full of great guys. I understand that they do all of that stuff. My question to you is, as a Quaker, I am a conscientious objector. I do not want to pay to drop bombs on people and shoot people that, as far as I'm concerned, haven't had trials. As a matter of fact, I don't want to pay for that kind of violence at all. What are you going to do to me if I don't pay my taxes to fund this standing army of yours?
Okay, well, that's great. That's a nice loaded question. But
what are you going to do?
It's not loaded.
You're not paying your taxes, so I'm...
Your taxes. You're the one supporting the army.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring you back. I want to make sure you get a fair shot at this, because it's a good... I think it's a good, fair question, and I want to continue discussing it with you. So we're going to bring you back here in moments. More with Paul. Your calls as well about whatever you want. If you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The question again is, if you believe there should be a standing army, then what would you have done to me or Mark? What would you have done to us if we decide we don't want to pay for your standing army? Simple question. And no, I don't want to get away from that question, because it's very important to me. What are you going to do to me if I don't pay for your army? Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read.
Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you want liberty in your lifetime? Join the Free State Project at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through the 28th, for a weekend of freedom and fun. Early bird registration is only $15, though I think we might have to check on that because I think that might have expired at this point. It may be up to $20 at this point. But go to porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C, porkfest.com. And we will see you there, by the way, because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live
from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as we did last year. It was a lot of fun then, and we'll be back again this year. So let's get back to your phone calls. I think Paul is still with us. Is Paul with us still, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're back. So we were talking about the standing army, and you said you vehemently support a standing army. And I said, well, fine. That's great that you support a standing army. What about me? What will you do to me, Paul, if you find out that I'm not supporting your standing army?
Okay, well, because you collectively benefit from the army, and because of its necessity, then, and if you are not signing to that social contract, then I would throw you in jail or deport you, send you somewhere else.
So you would get violent then.
Can you see one?
Well,
no,
it's not.
Can you see one of the
reasons
why the founding fathers might have said that they considered a standing army to be, well, contrary to freedom?
Well, the founding fathers don't live in a globalized economy and don't live in a globalized.
So why is it that I should pay?
They were agrarian farmers.
Why should
they were not living in a globally technologically?
Why is it that I should pay to keep the sea lanes open for the global economy? Why should I pay for that?
The microphones you're speaking on right now, I think the things that I'm wearing, the clothes that you're wearing, is all product of export and imports and of keeping the sea lanes, maintaining the sea lanes open. So
don't
I would contend to you that
don't
because...
Don't you think that I should have to pay in the cost of those microphones for the things that I get imported? Wouldn't that make more sense that the, you know, say the ships have to, you know, the importer-exporter people...
Hire their own security.
Yeah. They have to have their own security.
So you would, but that would pass on a lot of costs to the consumer and
Are you not aware that everything that the government does
microphones in the first place?
Are you not aware that everything that the government does, they do inefficiently? So therefore, we're paying for all those costs anyway in the form of taxes, and we're paying significantly more.
We are paying significantly more, but I would contend to you that fragmented security would be a lot less efficient.
Fragmented.
Than
you know, that's interesting. Fragmented is an interesting way to say decentralized. What you're arguing for, sir, is centralization, and history has proven that
top down, obey or die,
centralized
kind of
command
mentality.
And control. That stuff does not work. It's inefficient. It's awful, and decentralized kicks its butt every single time. That's why a bunch of ragtag insurgents are doing a pretty darn good job of standing up against the biggest centralized military in the entire world.
Okay.
Ever wondered why that was?
Have you ever heard the military called Republican welfare? I mean, why do you think that is? It's because Republicans like it. Oh, well, and I do,
oh,
too.
I'm not a Republican. Don't get me wrong here.
Yes, you are.
I'm on your team. It's just I think saying that we don't need a standing army is taking a little too far, especially
what?
When you see... Especially,
do you think we need to be in 131 nations?
Border control. This ties into border safety as well.
We don't need a military for a border. I mean, even if we were talking about border security, you can do that with another organization. You don't need the military for that. You're just trying to preserve, bum, 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 God, guts, and guns. That's all it's about. Do you think our military should be in 131 nations around the world, including Saudi Arabia, where they have a king?
Absolutely not. Not 131 different.
How many?
How many? Oh, 130 then.
No, not 130. I think it'd be drastically reduced, but I think there are some areas in which, I mean, I know the demilitarized zone plays an important role in the global security, especially the global security today with North Korea. So the troops in the demilitarized zones are protection of Japan. I'm not so sure about that, but I'm sure Germany. Yeah, we should leave.
Don't you think the Germans can take care of themselves? I mean, they made these microphones.
That's what I said. I agree.
He says leave Germany, but keep it in some of our involvement
in Germany. Yes.
Right. So let's get back to what you want to do to me.
How many sovereign damn countries do you want the American military in? Is what I want to know.
Well, the sovereign countries have given us permission.
So their great leaders can tell you whether they want to be there. That's the problem with us being in Saudi Arabia, my friend, and that's the reason that 9/11 occurred was because, well, the king said we could be there. What about the people in the country that don't want us there? People like his stepson who want to take over and don't mind killing Americans to get people out. I mean, just it's an attitude like that that caused 9/11.
Well, I'm not referring to countries which have kings. I'm referring to countries in which the representatives are democratically elected.
Oh, so like 49% that just can stick it up their butt, huh?
The 49% of the general consensus.
Fifty-one percent is general consensus.
Sir, you are not on the same side.
You are not a libertarian in
any way, shape, or form. You know what? You want to throw peaceful people in a prison cell.
Process in the first place.
Paul, you want to throw peaceful people in prison cells? What's wrong with you, dude?
It's not that I want. You're collectively benefiting from the United States Army.
I do not.
When was the last time the United States military was used to fight for freedom, Paul?
Well, when they are on the high seas and are maintaining globalized security.
Look, so. I think America could do just a fine job manufacturing whatever it needed to manufacture over here, even if the seas suddenly went, oh, crazy pirate stuff, they can't defend themselves. I mean, the reason that our boats are all over the world is one reason and one reason only. It's the global, it's the military-industrial complex that the Republican Dwight D. Eisenhower, you know, warned us about in the first place.
I disagree.
Stop the violence, Paul. Stop the violence.
Why do you want to hurt me, Paul? I'm just because I'm for standing military does not mean I'm for violence. It just
you
means
you want to hurt me. You want to throw me in a prison cell, Paul.
No, because if you want to talk about globalized
security, you don't think that's violent. I don't want to talk about global anything.
Right.
I don't care
if somebody across the world shoots somebody else. I mean, that's their problem to deal with. We fought our revolutionary war.
But then it becomes our problem when it directly...
When it becomes our problem, we can deal with it then. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
All right.
Yeah.
So the,
you know what?
The
you know, Paul,
alarm,
I trust the American people.
Use the fire alarm theory. Everything is fine unless something goes wrong.
No, Paul, I trust the American people to take care of themselves as far as if somebody wants to come over and mess with them from another country and start getting violent.
We don't live in an agrarian society. It doesn't work like that anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about, agrarian.
We don't live in a society where people come on boats.
I know what farms are, dude. Shut up.
People aren't coming on boats.
Hey, be nice, Mark. Listen, man, we were the best
manufacturers in the world. We do not need to manufacture our stuff across the seas, and we don't need to maintain the oceans for that very reason.
Well, what would the state of our economy be like if we followed your prescription?
It'd probably be a heck of a lot better. I'd like to include that we would have honest money.
You really think so?
Well, I mean, we would have to. I mean, for anything to work.
I don't see how.
Well, how many people are you willing to kill and throw in prison in order to get this global economy that you're talking about?
Well, I'm not willing to kill anyone.
Yes,
that's
you
not
are.
You signed the social contract.
You're advocating. What contract?
The social contract.
You signed a social contract here.
He's out of his mind.
I'm not out
Martin's,
of my mind.
No, I mean Mark. He's losing
his
mind.
Yeah, I'm coming unglued. But you're talking crazy. About a social contract.
Yeah. Sorry,
what social contract? I can sign it.
You signed to the social contract. I'm going to make a new social contract,
and then I'm going to come and I'm going to put you in prison for not following it.
That's right. Thanks for the call, Paul. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. Oh, yeah. You know, Mark, the social contract thing really gets me riled up, too. It is outrageous, the whole idea that, well, there's this contract, and you guys agree to it by being here on this plot of land, so therefore, we're going to throw you in a prison cell if you don't want to go along with our plan.
Yeah, you were born free.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's the Saturday edition of the program. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this show, one of the ways you can do that is by promoting us at promote.freetalklive.com. Just go there, and you'll get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. However, Mark, if you keep shouting at people, I don't know if that's going to really turn people on. I'd like you to apologize for telling Paul earlier to shut up. I realize you were getting heated.
Now, why are you asking me when I agreed to this? I mean, what do you need to ask me to apologize for? I apologize, Paul.
Okay.
I don't need you to ask anything.
I'm just
saying. You can shut up.
I think apologizing for that is the right thing to do because you don't want to lower yourself to that level to where it's just a shouting match. And you've got the microphone here. We can always turn a caller down. So if you're getting frustrated, we can deal with that. So just try to keep a cool head throughout this. Because
while
shouting is not
well, he threatens people to throw them in jail and kill people.
Understand, it's difficult. Yes, he was threatening to kill people.
Wants tyranny. He claims to be a libertarian. Wants tyranny.
I don't know if he ever claimed to be a libertarian. He said he claimed to be on our side.
What else would
it be? Then he went on to prove that he was nowhere near our side because our side has to do with at least my side is eliminating aggression. Mark, you're a minarchist. You support a very bare minimum amount of aggression, but nonetheless. We asked a very fair question about what would he do to us if we didn't want to voluntarily, if we didn't want to support through tax dollars his standing army. And he did it. Honestly, he had the honesty to admit that he would have us thrown in a prison cell.
Well, he didn't say he would do it. He doesn't support that. What he supports is passing the laws and then putting the agent of the state in charge of taking care of that.
He'd have us thrown in the prison cells. He's not going to do it himself unless he happens to be a cop or whatever, which could be the case. So he wants to throw us in a prison cell, and then he denied wanting to have us killed. And that may be true. He may not want to have us killed. However, if we decide that we don't want to go to that prison cell, that we like our life out here in the free world and decide to resist with violence, which I don't advocate, but if we decide to resist with violence, then we'll be killed. You know, like, hey,
That's why those guys, those cops, carry the guns on their hips. It's for the people that don't want to go to jail.
Right, and maybe I want to stay with my family and enjoy my life here. I have not harmed anybody. Oh, wait a minute. There's a contract in effect here.
Social contract.
Right.
Well, the social contract part, and he mentioned it several times through his call, that's what makes me come unglued.
Oh, God,
the idea
insane.
That you can believe your college professor when he told you there was a social contract. Look, he's a commie. Of course he said that. He wants you to obey. He wants when the Red Army rolls through, he wants you to shut up and kiss their butt. And that's all any of these people. Anybody who's for big government really is, just when you boil down to it, a socialist.
So, yes, he was advocating violence, because if you don't want to go to jail, you will have violence enacted upon you. And, you know, what does it cost to keep somebody in federal prison? I know here in New Hampshire it's $30,000 a year for jail.
In California, I think it's $80,000
for Fed prison?
And so, I'm just saying that I would imagine the Fed prison's probably less than California. So,
let's say $50,000 a year. So this is the brilliance of the economics of government, right? I mean, this guy wants his big standing military, which, of course, on its own costs billions and billions
of dollars. Right, you got to feed those guys. It's not like they're doing anything productive for the world. I mean, practicing blowing crap up and killing people isn't productive.
And speaking of productivity, if you take me out of the economy and put me in a prison cell, I'm no longer producing anything of value. And if you do that with everybody that dissents against your war, and there are a lot of people that don't pay for the war. There are a lot of tax protesters out there that
60 million in the United States, as they say.
I don't know if they're all doing it because of the war, but there are people that are
working and not paying taxes.
Right. There are people that have made statements and said, look, I am not going to pay for this war, so therefore I'm not paying these taxes.
So much for freedom of religion, by the way. Being a Quaker, and being a conscientious objector.
You can be a Quaker in jail, Mark.
Yeah, I can be a Quaker in jail.
You'll be free to be a Quaker in your prison cell. You want to throw people in jail at the cost of $40,000 per head. You're going to start you're going to pay a whole lot of money to put all the dissenters in jail. And that's not the kind of America I want to live in at all. I don't want to support your system. I didn't sign a social contract. I have no problem helping where help is needed. If I feel like there's some reason to, let's say there's some madman going around the world killing people and a band of mercenaries wants to go and catch him, you might be able to convince me to, throw some money into that particular effort. I don't know, maybe, but I should be able to choose, and I don't have that freedom. I don't have the ability to make a choice and say, yes, I do support that, no, I don't support that. It's you either support it or you'll go into our jail cells. Sorry, that's not freedom. And the contract thing is nonsense. I'd love to hear somebody defend the social contract idea, though. 800-259-9231. And your point that you made quickly, Mark, was, I thought, pretty good. Why shouldn't we be able to get together with 30 of our friends and write up a piece of paper and sign it and create a little constitution, and then we can make up our own contract? They never wrote this one down.
Right. The Constitution, I guess, is a social contract from that point. Not that I ever signed the thing. And not interested in signing anything that has to do with, post office socialism, and among other things. But I don't have any desire to be a member of the United States. I want New Hampshire to secede. But why can't I write one of those things up?
Why would it be less legitimate?
Some people that managed to go out and vote at some point for this organization that put this together? What? Huh?
It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if it's legitimate to have a bunch of people sitting around in a room, write up something called a constitution, and then after that try to control their neighbors with aggression, then why shouldn't we be able to do the same thing? Is it because it's more legitimate because they did it 200 years ago? Please. Let's continue and talk to you about whatever you want. William is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. William.
Hello, gentlemen. Nice to hear your voices.
William, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I think the thing here historically is that we, the American people, do have a chance to make choices. We can mull over situations throughout the wars. The enemy, like in Germany, for instance, they observed us. If we lost an officer, the men could get together, and because they were free souls, happy souls, they could get together and they could get something done. The German soldier in World War II was looking up to the authority for his dreams to come true. We already had a dream. We want to defend it. So I mentioned a couple of things that agriculturally, we talked before about 150 bushels per acre of potatoes. You mentioned Jerusalem artichokes. I'd like to ask you one brief question tonight. In regard to free energy, let's say we do come across something that is an energy that doesn't cost anything. It's very, very
low cost.
What would that do to our society, to our world?
Great question. Thank you for the call tonight.
I think it'd be great. I think if we could get Americans' big fat lard butts off the couch and start, you know, have a very efficient treadmill that they could just power their house and, you know, put it in a battery or something like that, that would be awesome.
Well, if anything, having more free energy is going to make people fatter just because they won't have to do hardly any work anymore. I mean, if you think about it, if you have an unlimited source of energy, and it's, you know, it's out there. I mean, energy is neither created nor destroyed. So inevitably, energy sources will become more and more efficient over time as, well, if we have more competition. Which we don't really because of the government, but that's a whole other issue. But presuming energy does become greater over time.
Hey, the government's making the economy the way, you know, the way it is so it can work.
Presuming that energy sources become better over time and they get to the point of an infinite energy source, then all kinds of opportunities open up. I mean, we're already on the cusp of nanotechnology and all kinds of biological meldings with machines and things like that. What would society look like with unlimited energy? It would be, there would certainly, life would be a lot more comfortable because nobody would really have to work anymore. By that point, you probably have robots doing everything, and then the robots might take over, and, well. We don't want to go down that road. Let's continue with your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Actually, I hope we get the peaceful robots. That's what we need, is the peaceful robots. The reason why we're not going to get peaceful robots, at least at this point, is because governments still exist, and it's going to be the governments that are going to fund the robot.
Yeah, the robots they have out now blow things up.
They're going to make robots that kill people, and they're going to make better robots that kill people, and that's not a road I think is positive. I think we need to go down a road of freedom robots, of liberty-minded robots. And
that just clean our floor?
Yeah, they clean floors and make food and build things, and that's what robots should be doing. But in order to have those kind of robots be the majority, we're going to need to get rid of the government first. So we need to get rid of the state. So,
I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords.
It will be that way, I think, if the government exists and the robots get better. They're going to realize that government is a bad idea, and then the robots are going to take the government out, and we'll be lucky if we survive it. 800-259-9231, or at least that's my science fiction fantasy. Terminator's coming out in a couple weeks. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, and that includes a broadband and a dial-up version, as well as a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a hospital, doctor's office, bank, or utility that's in need of something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. They are the major sponsor of this show. SACL CAI.
We continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Chuck, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Chuck.
Hello. Chuck,
you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I get where you're coming from. You seem to be arguing for total anarchy and no.
Anarchy suggests that there's a lack of rules, and I'm in favor of rules on private property. I'm arguing in favor of voluntary society coming about to replace the authoritarian state.
Well, who would enforce these rules that you would set up?
Private enforcers.
And who would give them the authority?
So
it would be whoever has the biggest private enforcers would rule. Same as it is now.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it would be the same as it is now, basically.
No, actually odds are good that...
If I can raise a bigger army, I can overthrow the government, and then I become the ruler.
How are you going to raise the bigger army?
Hmm? No, for instance, Castro overthrew
Batista.
You know, his government, and he became the ruler of Cuba. He got a bigger army, and he ruled.
Right. Yeah, what I'm talking about is an evolution, a peaceful evolution toward a voluntary society that will require a paradigm shift as far as how people think. So in order to get to that point, we will need to have people kind of understanding exactly what it is they're getting into, and that is they're throwing off the authoritarian, violent monopoly of the state and replacing it with private agencies or market-based agencies that are competing in the marketplace on a variety of bases. They're going to be looking for customers based on how good of a job they're doing, and if they go and try to destroy their competition, they may find that people might not like that very much.
The problem is that you have a billion Muslims who believe in the Sharia law, and they're looking to impose that over the rest of the planet. Yours is complete utopia fantasy.
Wait a minute. That'd so if great, I want to be protected from the Muslims, wait a minute, Chuck, hold on, buddy.
World.
Hold on, bud. Let me make sure I'm clear on what you're saying here. You're saying the reason why we can't leave the authoritarian state is because there are some people who happen to adhere to a certain sect of a religion that you believe are trying to kill us, and if it weren't for the authoritarian state robbing and pillaging us, then those people would come and actually kill us. Is that what you're saying?
Given the history of the world, the weaker people are conquered by the stronger people.
So you're saying that Americans are weak? You're saying Americans are weak compared to
No, I'm saying that if
Muslims?
We disbanded our government at this point and completely disbanded our military, some other authoritarian like the Muslims would come in and just completely conquer
us. So you believe Americans are a bunch of pushovers. You believe that in the absence of an authoritarian state, Americans will be a bunch of pushovers and they'll just let anybody
not
come in and take them over?
Not pushovers, but do you realize that the Muslims almost took over Europe? And it was just by...
I'm not talking about Europe here. We're talking about Americans. You said that in the absence of the government... I understand what... I see where you're coming from, but you're saying that Americans who... What's the gun ratio here in America?
It's about one for every American.
One gun for every American, and I think it's like the average gun owner has three or something, or nine.
You're saying we would become a tribal society, and we would have, like, warlords like they have over in Somalia.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
The biggest warlord...
What you're telling me, Chuck, is that in the absence of a federal government, that Americans would just let people ride on in here and take over their towns and tell them what to do, right?
I'm saying that if we, we have what we have now, and not by good means. I'd go back to the Constitution and the states controlling things.
Are you even comprehending what I'm asking you?
You're living in some kind of fantasy Disneyland world that just could not exist.
So wait, hold on. It's a fantasy to believe that Americans can defend themselves all by themselves, like big people,
with
big adults.
With guns, when other people would could be coming in here with tanks.
The people in the Muslim religion are going to roll tanks into America now? Is that what you're saying?
They could.
How's that going to work exactly?
Because they have the technology we have because we sold it to them.
So the Muslim aircraft carriers, the Muslim military equipment's going to come here and invade and take over America, right? And the Americans are just going to roll right over and just take it.
Is that what you're saying? If we disbanded our army tomorrow, not just the Muslims, but there will be other threats who would come in and take over us.
You are ludicrous. You are absolutely ludicrous. Do you understand? Do you understand what happened? You want to talk about history? Let's talk about Switzerland. Do you know what Switzerland is all about as far as their military is concerned?
Switzerland lives because they're protected by all the countries around them.
Well,
if anybody invaded Switzerland, they weren't
protected in World War II.
No,
Hitler was invading all of the countries around Switzerland.
Because
do you recall that?
Both sides of the road.
Do you recall when Hitler was...
Neutral.
All right. Listen. Hitler was invading all kinds of countries over in that region, and he specifically was advised against invading Switzerland. Do
right,
you know why?
Because of their terrain and different things that they had.
Because
but
what?
Because, terrain.
Because there would have been a tough nugget to crack at the time, and he's willing
why?
To deal with them later.
Wait. Besides terrain, why would it have been a tough nugget to crack?
Because they had a pretty tough army.
Well, what do you mean by that?
They didn't have a tough army in the sense...
Afghanistan.
They didn't have an army.
It's a tough nugget, even for us in today's technology, to overtake that part of the world.
They had a militia.
Iraq.
All right,
just so you know,
thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, in Switzerland, they had a militia more than an army. Yeah, I mean, you know, every male is a member of the military, and they all have a gun at their house.
Yes, and, a machine gun.
Yeah, and so they're pretty good. They call them, you know, Hitler's advisors called them the little porcupine, and that did manage to keep them safe. Now, I am not, I understand where Chuck's coming from. I understand why he's confused with what you're talking about. I think the things that you talk about befuddle people because you talk about them as though they have some kind of frame of reference. I have it. I've been doing a show with you for a very long time, but I can see why Chuck would say, whoa! And then
Chuck was saying Americans are a bunch of pushovers. He was saying that if there was no military, that Americans would just... People would come in, roll right in here with their tanks, and Americans would just take it.
I think
and that's nonsense.
I agree that the military and so many things, all big government programs are sold with fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Yes.
And the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that he's talking about is essentially, what are those Muslims? Well, the Muslims aren't going to come over to the United States and invade the United States on a non-existent aircraft carriers with non-existent tanks, come over here and take us over. if we're not over in their country. The reason that we got airplanes flown into our skyscrapers on 9/11 was because we are in their country.
But that still doesn't satisfy them, Mark. Even if you could make the point, and I think it's a great point that you're making, and I think it's true, and it's the reason why 9/11 happened and all that. But even if there were no troops in 130 whatever countries around the world, and if there were no 700 military bases, that still wouldn't satisfy these folks because they still believe that there's somebody hiding out there just waiting to get the Americans because they hate our way of life and blah, 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 whatever it is, the excuses. So you'll never be able to satisfy them with that one, and which is why I go to the gun issue, that is Americans are very well armed.
Sure.
And the same
can't fight a land war in the United States of America. You cannot fight a land war in the United States of America.
No matter who
the
you
only
are.
Way you can invade a country is boots on the ground. As far as I'm concerned, let the Muslims come up the Chesapeake Bay and take out Washington, D.C. Please. As far as I'm concerned, it's a terrible idea to have a capital on the coast.
Actually, that'd be pretty easy because D.C.'s got a gun ban for the most part.
Right.
So roll right in there.
But you're not going to take over America just because you take over Washington, D.C., not with the layers upon layers of government that we have in this country. The United States, the federal government, does nothing for the average person. Nothing.
Except impoverish them.
Right, absolutely.
Take
their money away and give it to middle-class bureaucrats.
And do nothing to
better the economy.
Enforce asinine, arbitrary laws and regulations upon them, impoverishing them ever more as they jump through all kinds of endless hoops that the government puts in front of them just to be able to do business, just to be able to possibly make a buck or 2 cents after all the taxes are taken out of it. 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I don't know if we're going to get a chance to get to the story here, because, of course, the phones are blowing up, which is what they're supposed to do on the show, and that's what it's all about, taking your calls. But there is a story about a man who went into jail for missing jury duty. Now, if you thought the draft didn't exist in America, this is proof it does. The jury selection process is a miniature draft, and the punishments can be quite severe if you don't want to go along with their little program. And it's all back to using force on people. Nobody signed a social contract saying they would go and obey and do jury duty, though I do recommend it, and I do recommend you nullify the verdicts. But that's a topic for another time.
Well, depending on the case.
More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. You bring up anything. If you're on the line, we'll get to you. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.